Daf Chof Ches Omer Aleph, 5 lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues as follows. Whoever daf is Musaf after Sheva Shoyz, the Rabbi Yehuda contributed the service man of Musaf is 7 hours. All of our cause of Oymel, Nugi Mimoyet Osafti Mimcha, Hoyu. Zog the Gemara, my mashma, the Hainugi, Lishna the Tavruhu. It seems to imply that this means that you'll be broken. Someone who davens after this man of Musaf, according to Yehuda, of 7 shoyz, he'll be broken, he'll be destroyed, he'll be shever. Zog the Gemara, can I make tagma of Yosef? Tavra osi al sinein, the base Yisrael. It should be broken and destroyed. Sinein shal Yisrael means chal Yisrael. In a Lishna Klila, in a way that it should not talk against us directly. Al da achu zmane moyadid b'yushalayim. Because we're ma'achad zman, zmane moyadid b'yushalayim. Now, Tosis right away says, al da achu zmane moyada v'im ishtoy b'regolim. We're not talking about regolim. Ein shach lom aloshen ichu. Shere ein lem tashlumin. Ela kochach b'tfilim ishtoy ko. Meaning, ichu is shach on something that's tashlumin. So, it's going on tefillah, and that will be, it will be destruction for Klal Yisrael if they daven after this man. Omer Rabbi Lozer. That was the Gabi Musaf. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Lozer. Kolam is spalal tefillah shel shachis la'acha abba shoyz the Rabbi Yehuda. Shachis, according to be passing like Rabbi Yehuda, it's also dalat choice. So if someone davens tefillah shachis after 4 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda, all of a cause of emel, nugi mi moye da safti mimcha, hoyu. Zog ma mai mashma da hainugi lisha de tzarehu. That's a lotion of tzar. Dichsiv, dol for nafshi mitugo. Tugo is a lotion of tzar. The Mashal over here by Vorens, when it comes to being Ma'achim Musaf, the Gemara says Nuga is a lishna de tavra, of being destroyed, broken, shever. And when it comes to being Ma'achim Tfilish Hashachis after Dalat Shoyz, the Gemara says it's a lotion of tzar, also terrible klola upon him. But it's a lishna of tzar, it's not a lishna of shvira. So he says the difference is because Shachis is Shach ben Adova. Even if you're not supposed to daven dalat shoyz, and halach is like that, but it's still shach ben adova afterwards. So it's less of a destruction. It's tzar. Mashek and Musaf is not shach ben adova, so mele by Musaf itaka is not adova by Musaf. So by Musaf itaka says a loshen of tavra, it's destruction, totally broken. Now, in halacha, person in onus can daven until chatzos. Mishmur says an onus means once a month. Once a month, a person can be honest. But more than that, that's already called a pshia. So the Gemara says terrible things about someone that does. Zog the Gemara, daf chof ches amit beis. Rav Avi cholash, Rav Avi was ill. He was schwach. V'loi osu lepirkei d'Rav Yosef, he did not come to the shiur of Rav Yosef. L'mocha ki yoso, the next day when he did come, boy, Abaye lanu chedai to Rav Yosef. Abaye wanted to be Biyasef Rav Yosef wanted Menich Daitoy to put him at ease because he was bizarre that Rav Avi did not show up to the shir. So Abaye told Rav Avia, he asked him, Omalei, my Tamil, Osamala Pirka, why don't you come to the shir of Rav Yosef? Zogdemo, Omalei, to have a cholish, because I was cholishly boy. My heart was weak, I was schwach, v'lo mitzina, and I couldn't come. Omalei, amailoi, ta'am to midi. So when you eat something for us, and then come, Omalei lo sovel amal lohoder Ravuna. Don't you hold the Ravuna? Rav Avia answered that Ravuna said, "Om Ravuna, also lo adam sheyitam klum koin shispal tefilas hamusafin." And Rashi says that Rav Yosef the Roshiva used to dashen and pumpedisa before tefilas musafin, and then after Musaf they went to continue davening Musaf. I mean after the shir. Then they continue. So it was between Shachas and Musaf, but it was a longer shir. So he can't eat before Musaf. Rav Huna Shita. So that's why I couldn't eat. I couldn't come and I couldn't eat. Omalei Baile Lamaila Tzluya Tzlusa the Musaf Miyachid. So you should have daven Musaf Yechidus in your home, Velito Midi, and then eat something. You want to be marked like Rav Huna, not to eat before Musaf. Daven Musaf, eat, and then come to the shir. Velamesi, and then come. Omalei. So he told him again. Veloi Savale Mal Odom Rab Yechanan. Osu Laila Odom. The tzibur davened a certain time. Musaf was called for whatever it was, 11 o'clock. So you can't daven yourself now, be yechidus 10:30 quickly in order to because you have a reason. I don't want to be oivan this din of Yechanan. Amalei. So he told him back, Lav itma lo omagab abba betzibur shonu. Meaning this din is, if you come to shul, Zog Drashi, in Boba Beis HaKnesses, im atzibur, you're sitting in shul, the shul is about to start musaf, but they're not ready yet. So now go, don't go jump the gun and daven yourself b'yichidus musaf, or whatever tefillah, in the makam of the Beis Knesses, in the makam of the tzibur. In the makam of the tzibur, don't daven b'yichidus when they're about to start, or they're going to start. But at home, that's something else. Zog the Gemara. Now, state over here, avada, this is the vart, and this is, that is the mile of tefillah b'tzibur. No question, mile of tefillah b'tzibur, and that's why you don't jump the gun. Shteinu ben yoyna. See the lashon ben yoyna. It's the gay, sometimes not loch even. Zog the ben yoyna. U'b'tzibur shonu, kolaymak, sh'oyme beis knesses, eino lahaktim espalel, but rather yamtin k'desh espalel matzibur, shetila saram yiretzuya yoysel fina mokam, the importance of tefillah b'tzibur, elo, zog the ben yoyna. Im roye shahasho oiveres, ve'ein atzibur mispalel, mispalel, who bifnei atzmoy, meaning even in the tzibur. This din of betzibur shonu, they shouldn't jump the gun. That's when everything is still bismanoi. But once you see that the tzibur is about to daven after zman shachris, after zman tefillah, then you tell yourself a shtilah shmoneh esrei even in the shul, even if the tzibur is about to start, but it's going to be after the zman, then you daven yourself. Or it could be the geir before mincha, it's about to be shkia, then you daven yourself even in shul. Zog di gemara weiter, veleis hilchasa, loik Rav Huna that said, Osloi la'odim shiitam klum koim shitspal tefillahs musafin. We taka eat before musaf, at least with time before musaf. We do it on Rosh Hashanah, always like that. That the only problem is because of tkiyas. That's different in Hagim. Meaning, Shivas is. But a component to eat before musaf, people, you're allowed to make kiddush. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Pei Vav, the tour, taka is medayik, it's that you're allowed to be toyim. Because when he told him in the beginning, he says, Osloi la'odim shiitam klum koim shitspal tefillahs musafin. Less hilchos like that, ain't allowed to be toyim, or even a sudas agai. But the sudas kva, that's taka also even before musaf, even lididan. So number one, less hilchos kavuna. V'loy kib shum levi. Rabbi Yishuv Levi is the second man we're going to see now. Kiravuna hadam oron, they're not allowed to be toyim before musaf. Kib shum levi, don't be shum levi. Came and she gives matfila samincha. Ninit ilad be toyim before mincha. Can she get zan tefila samincha? I'm sorry. Like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, like Ravuna. Ravuna had a moron that we said before that Osla al Mishitim Koyim Shispal Tfilas Musafin. So the Aloch is allowed to be Toyim or even Arab and not Kva. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Aloch is not like him. What did that mean? Don't Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kevin Shigaz Mantilas Amincha. Osla al Adam Shayitim Klum Koyim Shispal Tfilas Amincha. That's a Gvaldig Chiddish. We don't pass it like that. Once it's Mantilas Mincha, if it means Mincha Gedoyla, it means once it hits 1 o'clock, you're not allowed to eat. That means people that daven later in the day, you're not allowed to eat. So obviously they have a tefillah kavua, but akoponim, here we see that the halach is not like that din of not eating before, when the Zmara Mincha came. Zog Tosfos, v'isla l'Rabbi Shua, and according to Rabbi Shua, the din Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds that mafsikin, that means even if you started beheta, according to him, you have to stop right then and there. Afila minachilo, you have to stop even if you started beheta. V'lohi, the halach is not like that. The halach is that we eat before tefillas mincha. Now, every time a person has a mitzvah on him, he shouldn't have a suda. But if he has a zman kavu, a person knows every day, I daven mayrev at this time, I daven mincha at this time, then the stam, the whole din doesn't apply. But kaponim, these two dinin, the Gemara says, les hilchaza. Zog the Mishnah, Rabbi Chuni ben Hakana, hoyo mispalo b'knisos l'beis ha-medush b'tziyosoy. Use the dam b'knisin b'tziyah to the beis medush. Tefillah k'tzora, following short tefillah. Amuloi, ma'am akum l'tefillah zu, amulem b'knisos y'an mispalo. Number one, I daven shlo yeered v'atakol al yodi that I shouldn't have a nich takol come about through me. Uvitzi yosi ani noise and I do al chelki. I give a hoidot to the ebishter. I'm a chelik that I was able to learn. Zog matan rabbanu b'knisosimau oimel yirotzim ufenecha Hashem likai shlo yeered v'atakol al yodi that a person I shouldn't have it v'atakol. V'lei koshem dar alocha v'yischungu b'chaverai. So there's two ways of understanding this. One is v'le'echshav v'haloch Hashem b'nichshal, and the second bakosh is v'yischem will be chaverai. Sometimes a person can say all the right things, but his friends don't like it, the tamidim don't like it, they're not enjoying it. So it's a bakosh v'yismechu. Rashi says a different pshat. Rashi says lo'ikoshav v'haloch Hashem b'nichshal v'haloch, and after I'm nichshal, my friend, my tamidim make fun of me. V'lo'yismu will be chaverai on the dvar takol alein. Zog Rashi. Veloy koshel, zog drashi, vi yischmu chaverai al kishloini, hare roi shtayim. Number one, she avoyu al yidei, she egrim lehem she onshu. So it's two, one number one, they make fun of me because of the kishloini. And number two, rois, the second roi is, that shavoyu al yidei, al yodi she egrim lehem she onshu. They're going to get punished. It's not, it doesn't go by easily, but it's, I'm being gurim that they're going to be nanash because of this.
That's right. That's
how
you got it, Rabbi.
Miskabet bekloin chaveroi, correct. So the Tfilah continues, V'loi oimer al tomei tor. I shouldn't say al tomei tor, V'loi tor tomei. V'loi yichoshlu chaveroi bidvar alocha. They shouldn't be nichshal in the Pesach Din. V'esmach behem, and the Rav should be sameach behem also. B'zok demor b'tziyosim ha'u oimer. This is quite a good paskin in halocha. Simen Kuf Yud, to say this every single day, and as a matter of fact, it's even brought down to say it when you learn B'yichidus. It doesn't always have to be when you nichnas in the Beis Medrash. Wherever you start learning, we say this by Yisim, but you're supposed to say this every day B'tziyosoi. You thank the Eibishter. I like the Bala Musa say, we get schar even for the amelus. In the regular world, in the business world, person can try and work on a project for months. If he doesn't finish and accomplish and do what he does, he doesn't get paid a penny. We get paid for the amelus itself. On a amelim, umekablim schar for the amelus itself. When Rabbi Elazar was ill on his deathbed, teach us the way of life. Part with us with words of wisdom, like the way of life. So he told them, he's haru b'kvoit chavereichem. Be careful about the honor and the covet of your friends. And don't let your children be murgal too much. In Rashi says, in mikra, bishum the moshcha. You're too much in mikra, then you're not going to learn Gemara and the Havana. So, manu b'neichem in agoyin. No, that's one pshat. Second pshat, Rashi says, misicha silodim. Stam, don't let your kids talk idle talk, wasting their time. The next din is, he told them, number one, be careful about kveit chavechem. Number two, don't let your children talk idle and sit around and talk narishkeit or from too much mikra. And place them on the laps, so to speak. Now the Mashal explains that this is totally zebezeh. Meaning, if you manah b'neichem and agoyim, we're talking about little kids, so then if they're not going to be able to learn Gemara yet, you tell them not to stuff them too much with mikra yet. So they shouldn't be just too much superficial learning. So oy bazoy, so what are you going to do? So he says, no, this is what to do. Let them sit on the Talmid Chacham's laps. They'll absorb even the words of Torah, even without learning it. They'll absorb the midas. They'll absorb the hashpois that happen by sitting on the laps. So it's a continuation, Dr. Mashal. V'yishivim in Birkat Talmid Chacham. V'kshatim mispalim. Du lifnim yatim ha'imdim. U'vishvil kach tisku l'chayel ha'mabo. That's how you be zoich l'chayel ha'mabo. Zog du gemar another ma'isa. U'kshecholo. Rabbi Yoichanan ben Zakkai. Interesting, before we go weiter, on the Etzem Tfilis of Melchuni ben Akona, I see I wrote over here on the side, it says that B'shem Reblezer Moshe Hurwitz, Agoyes Reblezer Moshe, so he brings this on Dafid Aleph earlier, Dafid Aleph on the base, that Lemaisa, it's brought down in Halacha this din, it's a Sichot Tamua, people are not makpe to do this, Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, to say B'knisose B'tziose Tfilis of Melchuni. So he says, Efsher, that we are Yoitza. We are nifta with this tefillah, betfilas avaraba. Avas oylam and avaraba, we yoytza this tefillah with. Which is a gewaldig yichidus, like the Gemara said, you yoytza birchas kriyashma with tefillas avaraba. He says, you yoytza this bracha with licked in tefillas avaraba, these bakoshas also. Blazer Moshe Hovitz. Zog the Gemara weiter, kshol Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, nichtus tamid of Levakroi. Tamidim came to visit him, came as Roysom, when he saw them, his chil lift, because he started to cry. The light of Kal Yisrael, Amadei Amini, Patish Achozik. strong hammer that nitzitzes come out, the Torah is like nitzitzes. The more you absorb it, the more sparks come out of it. Why are you crying? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, if they would bring me in front of a melech bas v'dom, tomorrow he's in the ground. It's not forever. You're not captive. You don't put in jail forever. It's not forever. There's a next world. I can still be mefaisim. I can bribe him. I still would cry when you have a king, a boss of a dom judging you. His anger is forever. And I'll be put into jail forever, so to speak. There's no paying off the Eibishter. I have two options in front of me. I shouldn't cry. So this is the great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saying. He's not sure where he's going to end up. Omuloy, Rabbeinu Baruchenu, Omalem. That's my bracha. You should be fearful of people, of the Eibishter like you are of people. Omalei Talmid of Atkan, that's it. That's the ganze bracha. Omer Malavai, Alavai, this should be Mikayim, that this should be Niskayim by you. Teduk, Shodom, Oiver Avera, Oiver Shlo Irani Odom. When someone's Oiver Avera, his deep down in his heart, he says, nobody should see me. They're not worried about the Eibishter who sees him constantly. He's worried about people seeing him. Bishas Ptirosa, Omalem. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was nifta, he told them, "Panu kelim ipnei atuma." He told them, "Remove the kelim so the kelim shouldn't become tomei." That's what he thought about b'shas p'tirosei. He thought about that the kelim shouldn't become tomei. As benon lechaveroi to save them the headache of tumah the kelim. Ve'echinu kitzel lechizki melech Yehuda shabo and prepare a chair for chizki melech Yehuda. He saw chizki came to greet him b'shas p'tirosei. We see in the tefillas of mechunim and akona. We see the gevaldige hoidoy after the Eibishter, shesam techelki miyoshe beis medesh. We take it for granted. We're zoichen out the sin in the beis medesh. People sit throughout the day, they learn. Whatever, they have a kviyas at different times of the day, the whole day, terosum nosoi, learn at night, learn in the morning. It's a gevaldige schus. Sha'onu mashkim ve'mashkimim, shesam techelken, is it my doing? The Eibishter is giving us the schus. Lav kol yoyme izrachesh lo, that every person is zoicha. We're zoicha, that itself is for the zatvila. Zog the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel loyim b'chol yom yom mispachal od mishmain esrei. Every day a person davens 18 brachas. That's one esrei. Rabbi Shua loyim me'ein yudches. Rabbi Shua says you daven me'ein yudches, which is tefillah havineinu. Havineini is the first three, the last three regular, and the middle brachas, the bakoshes are all b'kitzah. Rabbi Kiva loyim im shgura tefillah b'fiv. If his tefillah is shogah b'fiv, meaning if he has it clearly in his mouth. Then mispal yudches, then you daven yudches. Vim lav, then you daven me'ein yudches. Then you take a daven this. Birchas avideinu. Rabbi Loza oimer, ha'oise tfilose kva. If he makes his tfilah kva, it's the same every single day. Ein tfilose tachnunim, then it's not tachnunim. And that's taka. If a person davens every day, his tfilah is the same, a tfilah is supposed to be, I'm all better, I'm all worse. I'm all worse is also good. Why? Because that means at least you're being mechaven. You know what you're doing. You're being mechaven in the words. If your tefillah is exact same every day, it's by rote, then it's dumb. It's not nishtachnunin. But if your tefillah, I'm all, hand up a good kedamant. Today my tefillah was a shvach, it wasn't so good. That's a good thing. Because then pshat is then you're being oimed on your tefillah. You know what's happening. You're not stam saying it by rote without knowing what's happening. So tefillah sikva ain't tefillah sitachnunin. I'm sure email. How ilch mokum sakona? If someone walks in a mokum sakona. Now this is new din. This is mispalat tefillah ketzora. Till now we had
tefillah havineinu.
Tefillah havineinu means that you daven. Like I said, the middle ones have a lashon kitzur, but not one short tefillah ketzora. Now the Gemara is saying a tefillah ketzora beetsim. What's this tefillah ketzora in the mokum sakona? Va'omer hoisha Hashem es amches sheres Yisrael save klal Yisrael b'chol pasha se'ibu. Now this tefillah you have to be mashing your tefillah afterwards. This is what you say now at the time of Magen Sakona. But when it comes to tefillahs havineini, that you don't have to be mashim. Person has to can daven a long shul esh, can be mechaven midina. Tefillahs havineini is different than tefillah ketzora. It's a different type of tefillah. Zok the Mishnah yoich v'alachamor yered v'ispalish. You go off the donkey and daven standing up and not riding. Yoich v'kamalach. But if you can't, then yachzir esponov. We're talking about being mechamed to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the Shulayim. So at least you be machzir ponov towards Mizrach. V'meni yochel achzir esponov, yechamed es liboy, at least have your mechamed liboy towards the Mizrach. Connected base Kodesh HaKadoshim, hoi mahalach besvina, if a person is traveling on a boat, so he's going all directions, or ba'azdo, or azda is like a raft. All they say azda is like a person like, you know, in this jail, you put your fingers, your hands in, you put your head in, you can't move. So you're stuck. So like bottom, you can't go towards Mizrach. So Yechavin is Liba, connect base Kodesh Koshim, you Mechavin in Leib. When a person cannot, at least be Mechavin Liba. Zog the Gemara, Hani Yudches, meaning Hani 18 Brachas of Shemona Esrei, is connected me, connected who were the Mesakin it? What's the correspondence of these 18? Zog the Gemara, a three of Machloikis. Omer Rabbi Hillel b'Rei Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni keneged Shmoynes ha'Skorois she'omad David behovel Hashem ne'elim. When David HaMelech said Kapitel Choftes, over there there's 18 times that he mentions Askorus Shem Hashem. So keneged those 18 Askorus, there's 18 brachos Shmoneh Esrei. Rav Yosef Omar, another pshat, keneged Shmoynes ha'Askorus she'bekriyashma. There's 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in the parshas of Kriyashma. This includes Sai Hashem and Sai Elokeinu. Havaya and Elokus, both of them, so you count it, it comes out to 18. The third pshat, Omer Reb Tanchum, Omer Reb Shua ben Levi, keneged Shmoynes Rei Chulyos Shebes Shidro. The 18 Chulyos that a person has in the spine. So it's keneged those Chulyos, which we see soon, when you daven, you're supposed to stack up Yispoku Chulyos, when you bend down. So Shmoneh Esrei is connected to the 18 Chulyos Shebes Shidro. The 18 vertebrae that we have in our spine, that's keneged Yutches Brachas. I once saw a pshat, a shene tzustel, shteyden sefer ikrim, that the three main yesoides that we have in Yiddishkeit is number one, that the Eibishter is the Boira Olam, the Eibishter created the world. Number two is that the Eibishter gave us the Torah and the mitzvahs. And number three, there's a constant hashgacha protis, and the Eibishter sees everything that's happening. So it could be these three pshatim, the three machlokes, what's keneged Yutches, are constitute these three yesoides of the Sefer Ikrim. The first yesoid is that the Eibishter created the world. The Eibishter is the Boreh Shemayim Va'oretz. So that's Taka Keneged Askol Shebishma. Shema is the Yichudish Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second yesoid was that the Eibishter gave us the Torah. So Tehillim Choftes describes Taka that the Eibishter gave us the Torah. And the third nekud is Keneged the vertebrae, Keneged the Chulyos Shebishidra. So that's Keneged the Hashgacha Protis. The Hashgacha Protis of the Eibishter, because the central nervous system, the vertebrae, the spinal cord, every movement is accounted for. Everything is dependent on the Eibishter allowing it to take place. So that's Taka, the third Nekuda that you have over here in the Shidra, which is the Hashgacha Protis, the Eibishter's Raya Koil. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'om Reb Tanchum, Om Reb Shua ben Levi HaMispalel, Tzorich Sheyicha Ad Sheyispakeku Kol Chul Yoyshe B'Shidra. When a person's damaged from the Esrei, now he has to bow down by the specific times that we bend down, by Moedim, by the Baruch Ato, by the different places that you have to be Korea. So the oifen that you have to bow down should be until all those vertebrae are seen, so to speak. Meaning when a person stands up straight, that you don't see them coming out. But when you bend down, when you go head all the way down, so then because of the bending, so you see those vertebrae sticking out, the chulyos shebishidra. Shispaku chulyos chulyos shebishidra. Ula Omar, akadesh yira issa keneged liboy. Meaning that when you, Rashi explains that when you bend down, so you create a fold in your basar, keneged liboy. So the space of basar that you have between the two folds should be the roichav of an iser. That's the amount that you should bend down, that it should be, that fold should be created. Reb Chanina Omar, Kevin Shinen Aroshe, once you merely bend down your head a little, very minimal, Shuven Itzorich, that's already enough of a kriya. Now the Gemara says that doesn't mean Lechatchila. Omar Rove, Vehu de Metzayel Nafshei. That's only when a person is in a matzav of tzar, he's ill, he's sick, he's in a situation that he can't bend down anymore, then merely all he can do is bend his head. So then it's considered enough. So it has to show, at least it has to be nicker, that he's doing it in order because he wants to be Korea. But I can't because of my illness, because of my tzar, because of the situation I'm in. So then it's taka, if a person cannot, so then because of the tzar that he's in, and everyone sees it's nicker, that that's why he's doing the minimal. Zog the Gemara, Hani Tamnisrei, you're telling me Shmoneh Esrei, there's 18 brachas? If you count it, you see there's 19. Tisha Se'avin. There's 19 brachas. There's a birchas at tzedukim that we say. V'la malshinim. Zog di gemara, omer Rebbe Levi, birchas at tzedukim b'yavne tiknuo. That was taken in Siyasin in Yavne, many years afterwards. So it is taka originally, there was taka 18 brachas, like we said in the Gemara, connected to Yud Ches. But, and that's why it's called Shmoneh Esrei, connected to the original Yud Ches. Afterwards, it was a takona in Yavne that they were moisiv also birchas tzedukim. So it says over here, connected to tzedukim, but really it's connected to minim. That's really the original sense, it took out minim, so we said tzedukim. Zog di Gemara, connected mi tiknuo. Connected whom were misakin this. Zog di Gemara, om Reb Levi, le Reb Hillel, b'rei Reb Shmuel ben Achmeini. Meaning, before we had the first sheet of Shmoneh Esrei, was keneged as chorus, that of Shem Hashem in Mizmor LeDavid. So we find another Mizmor, another time it says Shem Hashem. Keneged kel hakovod hirim. So there's a pasuk of kel hakovod hirim, which is another time a remez that you have of Shem Hashem. So that's the 19th time. Le Rav Yosef, that said before, the reason was, as chorus of Kiyashma. So I found another time it says Hashem's name in Kirishma. Besides the 18 that we enumerated. Keneged Echod Sheba Kirishma. Echod. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. The Echod is also oneness of the Eibush itself. The Yichudoi. L'Reb Tanchem Om Reb Shua Ben Levi that said that Yud Ches is Keneged Yud Ches Chuyish in the Omer HaShidra. Keneged the 18 vertebrae. So by him, it's Keneged Chulya Ketane Sheba Shidra. There's a small little Chulya at the end of the Shidra. That's another little bone that wasn't counted. So then it's taka 19. All right, we'll stop over here. Daf Chav Ches Omid Beis, two lines from the bottom by the two dots.